Zimbabwe's constitution is almost, you know, 2 years old. So it's a long overdue, not only discussion, but, you know, practical step to ensure that, you know, the country's laws, you know, comply with the constitution. But I think what's much more important is that after aligning the law with the constitution, is there going to be any change in the country? Because it is good, you know, to do the technical piece, but where it really matters is compliance with the laws once, you know, they've been aligned with the constitution. But also I think what is important is, you know, to prioritize, because, you know, there are other pieces of legislation that are more important. I think all laws are important, but, you know, there are others that are much more, you know, pressing. For example, we've got the Criminal, you know, Codification Act, you know, that, you know, penalizes people when they insult the president. Although the Constitutional Court struck out, you know, that provision a couple of weeks ago, saying that, you know, insulting the president is now allowed. I think we are yet to see whether that judgment by the highest court of the land is going to be respected.
Mr. Gwagwa, the report reveals that many countries in Africa and the rest of the world continue to violate human rights by hindering freedom of association, speech, as well as failing to deliver justice to those whose rights were infringed. What's your view on this?
The second point that Amnesty is talking about is the continent-wide, you know, violation of the right of freedom of expression and association, what we call, you know, civil liberties. Yes, that is very important, because civil liberties are not only an end in themselves. I think we are born with an inherent, you know, desire to express ourselves, you know, to associate. But they are also backbone rights insofar as political participation is concerned. As you know, we had elections in Uganda, and a few other countries are going to be holding elections later on this year, like, you know, Zambia. Very, very important on democratic countries on the continent. So it is important that we see a commitment by the governments, you know, to respect, you know, the right to freedom of association, right to freedom of assembly and speech, because, you know, they are fundamental to the realization of political participation, and including electoral rights.